Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
11 left on base. Kenny, 11 left on base yesterday for the Guardians as they lose 6-3.
Outstanding.
Again, not coming through with runners in scoring position. And so, had your opportunities, even the fact that you found yourself down. You spotted them that one early. Next thing you know, you're down three. But man, that place, the air was about to... Really, it was a different game. It was a different game. Cole was really, really scuffling. Could not find his strike zone. You want to talk about bad body language, and we are experts right here in Northeast Ohio looking at bad body language right now.
He had bad body language.
Cole?
See, yeah. I didn't notice.
Oh, he was flailing away. And the Guardians had such a great approach for so many of those at-bats, and they couldn't get to him. And you're right about that fry pop-up on the first pitch. That was so disappointing. I thought for sure. That was one of those situations we always ask ourselves, did you really think Austin Hedges was going to come through? No.
No.
Nobody did. But Fry, I did. I had convinced myself that he was going to come
well,
through
in a big
way.
Did you watch him after they showed him go back and sit on the bench, and he just had the 1,000-yard stare of, I can't believe I went out there and did that.
Yeah.
He made up his mind, right?
Yeah.
He made up his mind, thought he was going to get a grooved one right over the plate.
That's a guy that saved your series against the Tigers, right?
And it's one of the guys you trusted.
And went, I'm going to go change this thing, and just didn't get it in the right spot on the barrel, and it ended before it started for David Fry in game two.
Yes, that made things so much easier, and the really hard thing about it was, you know, you're expecting a pitch right down the middle. Cole could not find it. He could not find it. Wasn't like those were quasi-intentional walks. He was all over the place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter who was up. He was not finding the strike zone. And so that was the problem in that place. And that is the beauty and the curse of baseball is rock, scissors, paper. He's expecting this. He's getting something else. And he skies it. And it was so deflating because I thought he was going to come through.
Just helping him every chance they got. They helped him out of his own jams.
So
made it difficult.
Tanner Bibee, in what was obviously going to be a big start, ends up getting pulled after 39 pitches, gives up five hits. The two earned runs should have just been two. So it wasn't like he was a total disaster, but it wasn't great.
He's on his way.
It seemed like it could be a blow-up inning. I did not have a problem with him getting taken out. But here is the scenario. First of all, on vote deciding that he was going to take him out and then walk things for the bases loaded.
My job is to get the guy out. I don't really care who it is. And at that point, I mean, whether it's a smart move or not, that's not my job.
His body language
said
it all, too.
He saved four pitches.
Yeah.
He just put him on.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have been 43.
Hold on. let's go to Mark in Northridgeville. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
A couple things from last night. I'm tired of hearing how Bibee wants to be our number one. Last night, you know, his body language coming off the mound when he was yanked. He got out of that first inning, one run. But the second inning, you know, the double of Verdugo, you know, he was in trouble again. And like those announcers said last night, where have you ever seen somebody potentially walk Soto to get to Aaron Judge? And, you know, the bullpen came in and did what they did and shut him down. But, I mean, we need more out of our starting pitching. Cobb game one, now Bibee game two. I mean, when you start off in a hole on the road, I mean, it just amplifies the nerves and everything else. And like you guys said, David Fry, there was five straight balls. You have to take that. And then that pitch to Rocchio, high and outside. Derek Cole was on the ropes and... I mean, bases were loaded there. I
thought the reason I was kind of giving Rocchio a pass is he's been one of the guys that's had a great approach at the plate, and man, he made him work. I thought for sure he was going to come through.
Nine pitch at bat.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, but what I'm saying is, I mean, that was a ball. I mean, that pitch
was
not even close. Not even close. But I mean, that's what you get when you're in New York.
All right, thank
Hopefully
you.
I can't fight for Mark for being frustrated. He's not wrong. It was a great at bat. It just didn't go our way.
No offense to you guys, but nothing that's happened in the first 30 minutes of this show has made me feel any better about what happened last night.
Well, I don't take offense.
It's just
I want to feel better about it. I don't take offense to it. It sucks. This sucks.
I've had hangover shows that felt way better than this show feels right now.
Oh my God. Jonah came downstairs. Is like, do you want a beer? He's 5 years old, which is probably not very good. I'm like,
something.
Well, hey, man, if I, you know, the world needs plenty of bartenders, and they can all be my sons. And I kind of wanted to, when they started pulling Tanner Bobby, go, might be one of them hangover shows for me. Maybe I'll turn it into one of them hangover shows. Didn't do it. Wanted to.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't that for me last night, but that's what it feels worse than that this morning. The pit in my stomach right now.
Well, we all knew. We all knew the deal. The deal was you had to get one. To have us completely do a pep rally, to feel really good about things, they had to steal one of these games. And the first game,
Yankees tried to let them.
That's the
twice
thing.
With the bases loaded.
Let it out.
Guys,
let
no it out.
Feels better.
Second and third. Yeah, it doesn't feel better.
No, I mean, it feels better when you let it out.
It pisses me off.
It does, but it feels better when you let it out. Don't hold that in. Don't hold it in. Let it out, man.
The part that's frustrating for me.
11 freaking runners left on base.
11 of them. A lot.
They just don't. It's not like the Yankees have impressed anybody. That's the thing. The unearned runs in this series, those were gifts. Gifts from the gods. What's this potent Yankee offense? We knew they were a top-heavy offense. We knew. They beat Kansas City in the first round. I was worried a little bit about what it was going to be like when our young guys were going up against Gerrit Cole. And then Gerrit Cole was struggling. It's not like they've had some great formula to beat us.
Eli Morgan got him out 1-2-3 in the heart of that order in the fifth. Should he come back out in the sixth?
I do not have as
gave up another run in the sixth.
Yeah, I know. Eli has been one that I do not have as much trust in Eli Morgan as other people
do. He's been better this postseason, though.
He has been. I just felt that the meat and potatoes of that game was it kind of felt like decided before that. I know. And then Judge adds to the home run thing. Just we had a big discussion. Owen was going to disagree with me. I said I didn't. I've hated so many Yankee players in my lifetime. So many hateable guys. The only reason I hate Judge is how he's covered. I don't hate him. I don't put him in that same category of all those guys that I despise. Jorge Posada,
he hasn't
Bernie
done
Williams
anything. You're right. He hasn't done anything to just come out and. But I don't know. He is Bernie Williams to me. Bernie was not a guy that was out there, you know, crotch chopping and things like that. Like,
yeah, I always kind of like Bernie Williams.
I mean, they're the same type of guy to me. Although Aaron Judge, you know, obviously bops a little more, but
like, no, it will never replace. I will always hate Derek Jeter. Mostly because of the way he's covered.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez is close. But Aaron Judge, I don't know. Aaron Judge might be a problem that's indicative of the sport that I really don't want to get into right now, but that's another conversation.
Because he's one of their only stars? Like, true stars that actually cuts through, he pierces through everything else?
No, you said it, not me.
They don't really have many in that sport anymore.
But it felt like even his homer, you started the show Tuesday with, it was a little league in a little league stadium. It's a little league team playing little league ball. That's what it felt like yesterday too.
If he wore
the
any
little league game that I watched from Rocchio's error all the way through, even Judge's home run, it felt like a little league game again.
It said 414 feet is what it was measured.
It wasn't.
I feel like they gave
maybe
him 314
feet. I've seen baseballs fly out of parks 414 feet.
You're right.
That wasn't it.
The third base coach for the Yankees should have been standing there in jean shorts and a polo shirt, and they should have been playing this thing at Williamsport.
Drinking out of his coffee cup. We all know what's in the cup, sir. Come on.
No, not there. No, when you're doing it at that level, no, they take it too seriously. That's you and me on maybe a Saturday during Red Ball. That ain't them.
Well, just the way
you got Kenny Carmen coaching third base this year.
That's why I stand on first.
Just the way Lane was staring at it, it's like, oh, this will be a pop fly. This get underneath it. Signal fair catch. This is going to be fine. Home run. And now that's the lead story. I love how that's the lead story. I mean, I know it changes the game, and who knows if we could have got to him if that doesn't happen. But in the end, it's a 6-3 win, and we're acting like that was his big postseason moment. It's like he's been terrible in the postseason. Really, his career, he's been terrible in the postseason. That's it for about last night.